Hello listeners, welcome to the English Tea. I'm Anushka, your host here at Cole Radio. And today's episode is all about sandwiches, stamping grounds and the art of cozying up. So, let's get started. So, imagine you're at a party. The place is packed and by the time you get to the food table, all that's left are sandwiches. You sigh and say, nothing but sandwiches was left. Wait, was left? Shouldn't it be were, since sandwiches is plural? Here's the thing, when you use the phrase nothing but, it's followed by a singular verb, regardless of whether the subject is singular or plural. So, while you'd normally say, there were only sandwiches left on the table, when you use nothing but, it changes. Nothing but sandwiches was left. Another example, nothing but crumbs was on the plate. Strange, but true. Now, back to the party. You're eating your sandwich when you spot your old school friend Yash. What do? Do you cozy up to him? Before you answer, let's break down cozy up. It's an informal phrase meaning to try to be friendly or liked, often for personal gain. For example, Rohan is cozying up to the captain to make it onto the cricket team. Notice something? The phrase is followed by to. So it's cozy up to someone, not cozy up someone. Oh, and a quick note, you'll see cozy up written as C-O-S-Y, cozy up, in British English. It's the same thing, just with a little spelling twist. So, did you cozy up to Yash? Well, maybe not, because apparently he wasn't a fan of sandwiches and was starving. You suggested he try Mayuri, but guess what? When he got there, the kitchen staff was on strike. All they had to offer were cheese sandwiches. Poor guy. And speaking of Mayuri, your friend points out that it's one of your stamping grounds. What's a stamping ground? It's a place where you spend a lot of time, your favorite hangout spot. For example, the tea shop next to school is our after-school stamping ground. So, is Mayuri your stamping ground? Maybe not, but hey, that little tea shop next door certainly is. Now, before we wrap up, here's our word of the day. Diabolical. It means something devilish, sinister, or downright evil. For example, the police quickly mobilized to track down the diabolical criminals. The word might sound dramatic, but it's a great one to pull out for particularly nasty characters, fictional or otherwise. And that's it for today's episode of the English Tea. I hope you had fun listening. If you did, be sure to share and subscribe to Cole Radio. Until next time.